Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma stuff for me to take, and it did absolutely nothing to help with slow healing or bring my diabetes down. My friend Patrick recommended the products found at yourdiyhealth.com here on EFR, and I have tried them. And my sugar level is down, my energy level is up, and my body is getting the natural ingredients it needs for self-healing. I am quite pleased at the results. You can contact Jim Ram at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And their toll-free order number is 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. I am quite happy with their products, and I'll just leave it at that. Praise Yahweh. See you later.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 4th of June, 2018. We're in the Apocrypha. We will be finishing up the book of Baruch with chapter 5. And then reading the letter of Jeremiah, which is included in the King James Apocrypha, as verse 6 of Baruch. It is an addendum to Baruch. So that'll settle that. We have been going through all the books of the Bible. I'm coming down to the end of the apocryphal books, and in another couple of days, probably on Friday the 8th, I will be going into the book of Matthew. And starting the new covenant, the Berit Chadasha. They call it the New Testament, but it's the new covenant of Yeshua, Messiah, that Yahweh sent us. I'm very excited about that as well, because there is such a wealth of information that I have to impart, as far as studies that a lot of people are not going to get in a standard church Bible study. You're just not gonna get it. And the perspectives that I will bring to you are from a CI standpoint, backed up by Scripture itself. And we'll basically allay any disputations, unless people just want to counter the Bible. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, okay. Time to move on then, isn't it? You don't want to believe the scripture, quote the scripture. You don't like what it says. Therefore, to you, it would make it untrue, because you don't like the restrictions that scripture put on your life. Okay? That is usually the objection that they have, although they won't say that. It cramps their lifestyle. I can't help that. The word is the word. And because people don't like what the word says doesn't make it less true. I just saw an article in my email that someone had sent me about Memorial Day. All the hoopla and honoring the veterans that have fought in all the Jewish wars, because they were lied to by the powers that be to kill off our people and make a lot of money. And they mean well, and they're very patriotic, and they want to serve their country and all that, and it's very honorable. Their intentions are honorable. But the intentions of the people that sent them to fight these wars and come home in pieces is not honorable. And it's not the veterans' fault. It's the fault of the liars that have fomented all these wars to make a profit. And that's what it's about. It has a dual purpose. It's to make money and to kill white people. You know, oh man, that's, you're a hater, and you're this and you're that. You know, they want to kill the messenger because they don't like the truth. Because the truth is oftentimes unpleasant doesn't make it less the truth. The bitter pill will do you more good than the sweetened lie. And our people have been fed sweetened lies for years. So let's get into the last chapter of Baruch and then go to the letter of Jeremiah, which would be chapter 6. It's separated for a reason. And we'll get into that when we get into Jeremiah. I'll read all the notes. I'm using the New Revised Standard Version with its Apocrypha because the language is a little more modern and more understandable to our people than the archaic language of the original tongue. Now, I have downloaded a copy of the Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha with all the, in Hebrew, you know, with all the Hebraisms in it. But unless you are a true scholar and have studied the languages, it would be a little much for the average person. My agenda with this show is communications. And if I make it too difficult for people to understand, they're going to walk away from it. There's enough confusion out there now. I need to reach our people. They have been shined on enough by churchianity. And I don't need to make it too difficult for them to learn from me. I need to be a good teacher. Teaching is a skill that's given by Yahweh. And I'm very grateful that I have the ability to speak well and communicate. I love my people. I am an Israelite of pure bloodline, and it is an honor and a privilege and a joy to be able to serve my people. Let's get into the last chapter of Baruch and then go into the letter of Jeremiah. This is verse 1 of chapter 5. Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Yerushalayim, that's Jerusalem, and put on forever the beauty of the glory from Elohim. Verse 2. Put on the robe of the righteousness that comes from Elohim. Put on your head the diadem of the glory of the everlasting. Now, verses 1 and 2, you can reference Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1, and chapter 61, verses 3 and 10. That's Isaiah 52, 1, and 61, verses 3 and 10. And the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verse 2. Chapter 21, verse 2. Okay, now, verse 3 of chapter 5. For Elohim will show your splendor everywhere under heaven. Now, I'm saying Elohim, that means the divine being, instead of God. God is a title put on by the church, and it comes from Gad. I don't use the term God often, because it has a misleading meaning. Verse 4, for Elohim, which means our divine being, when it's capitalized with a capital E, it means Yahweh. For Elohim will give you evermore the name Righteous, Peace, Godly, Glory. Okay. Verse 5. Arise, O Yerushalayim, stand upon the height. Look toward the east, and see your children gathered from west and east, at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that Elohim has remembered them. Verse 6 and 8. Verse 6 and 8. Verses 6 and 8. You can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 7. Verse 16, that's 3 Maccabees 7, verse 16. Verse 6, for they went out from you on foot, led away by their enemies, but Elohim will bring them back to you, carried in glory as on a royal throne. Verse 7. For Elohim has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills be made low and the valleys filled up to make level ground so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of Elohim, verse 8. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at Elohim's command. Verse 9. For Elohim will lead Israel with joy in the light of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that come from him. And that ends that section of the book of Baruch. All right. The king, now we're going to go into the letter of Jeremiah, okay? The King James Version, when they had the Apocrypha with it, has the letter of Jeremiah as chapter 6 of the book of Baruch. And the chapter and verse numbers are here retained. Now, in the Greek Septuagint, the letter is separated from Baruch by the book of Lamentations, which is also of Jeremiah. Okay? And here we have chapter 6 and verse 1 of chapter 6. You can reference Jeremiah 29 verse 1. That's Jeremiah 29 verse 1. Okay, that's if you use this as chapter 6, okay? If you are reading in the Septuagint, it will be separated by Lamentations. So let's get into this. This is verse 1. It's a copy of a letter. This is in the text, that Jeremiah sent to those who were to be taken to Babylon as exiles by the king of the Babylonians to give them the message that Elohim had commanded him. In other words, he was spoken to by Yahweh, and he had a message to give the people. So he was obedient. And he sent this letter. That's what this is. Now let's get into the people face a long captivity. This is a subsection title. Verse 2. Because of the sins that you have committed before Elohim, you will be taken to Babylon as exiles by Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylonians. Verse 3. Therefore, when you have come to Babylon, you will remain there for many years, for a long time, up to 7 generations. After that, I will bring you away from there in peace. Now, this is not Jeremiah that's going to bring them out. This is going to be Yahweh. That he is speaking the word that he was given. He's a prophet. Verse 4. Now in Babylon you will see gods made of silver and gold and wood. Now that is proper, because they are pagan gods. They are deities of silver and gold and wood. Okay? Which people carry on their shoulders, and which cause the heathen to fear. Verse 5. So beware of becoming at all like the foreigners, or of letting fear for these gods possess you. Verse 6. When you see the multitude before and behind them, worshiping them, But say in your heart, it is you, O Yahweh, whom we must worship. Verse 7. For my messenger is with you, and he is watching over your lives. Now, they have angel in here. It is never angel. That is a church term that they made up. It is messenger. Malachi. Okay. Here's the second subsection. The helplessness of idols. Verse 8. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. I'm getting a little dry. Verse 8. Their tongues are smoothed by the carpenter, and they themselves are overlaid with gold and silver, but they are false and cannot speak. Verse 9. People take gold and make crowns for the head of their gods. Now, I will be using gods when I'm referring to these false idols, okay? As they might for a girl who loves ornaments. Verse 10. Sometimes the priests secretly take gold and silver from their gods and spend it on themselves. Verse 11. Or even give some of it to the prostitutes on the terrace. They deck their gods out with garments like human beings, or like men. These gods of silver and gold and wood, verse 12, that cannot save themselves from rust and corrosion. When they have been dressed in purple robes, verse 13, their faces are wiped because of the dust from the temple, which is thick upon them. Verse 14. One of them holds a scepter like a district judge, but is unable to destroy anyone who offends it. Verse 15. Another has a dagger in its right hand and an axe, but cannot defend itself from war and robbers. Verse 16, from this it is evident that they are not gods, so do not fear them. Verse 17, for just as someone's dish is useless when it is broken, verse 18, so are their gods when they have been set up in the temples. Their eyes are full of the dust raised by the feet of those who enter. And just as the gates are shut on every side against anyone who has offended a king, as though under sentence of death, so the priests make their temple secure with doors and locks and bars in order that they may not be plundered by robbers. Verse 19. They light more lamps for them than they light for themselves, though their gods can see none of them. Verse 20. They are just like a beam of the temple, but their hearts, it is said, are eaten away when crawling creatures from the earth devour them and their robes. This would be verse 21. They do not notice when their faces have been blackened by the smoke of the temple. Verse 22. Bats, swallows, and birds alight on their bodies and heads. And so do cats. Verse 23. From this you will know that they are not gods, so do not fear them. Verse 24. As for the gold that they wear for beauty, it will not shine unless someone wipes off the tarnish. For even when they were being cast, they did not feel it. Verse 25. They are bought without regard to cost, but there is no breath in them. Verse 26. Having no feet, they are carried on the shoulders of others, revealing to humankind, or men, their worthlessness. And those who serve them are put to shame. Verse 27. Because if any of these gods fall to the ground, they themselves must pick it up. If anyone sets it upright, it cannot move itself. And if it is tipped over, it cannot straighten itself. Gifts are placed before them just as before the dead. Verse 28. The priests sell the sacrifices that are offered to these gods and use the money themselves. Likewise, their wives preserve some of the meat with salt, but give none to the poor or helpless. Verse 29. Sacrifices to them may even be touched by women in their periods or at childbirth. Now that's contrary to Yahweh's law as far as what went on at Yahweh's temple. See, they're allowed to be touched by menstruating women or at childbirth when they're considered unclean. Since you know by these things that they are not gods, do not fear them. Verse 30. For how can they be called gods? Women serve meals for gods of silver and gold and wood. Verse 31. And in their temples the priests sit with their clothes torn, their heads and beards shaved, and their heads uncovered. Verse 32. They howl and shout before their gods, as some do at a funeral banquet. Verse 33. The priests take some of the clothing of their gods to clothe their wives and children. Verse 34. Whether one does evil to them or good, they will not be able to repay it. They cannot set up a king or depose one. Verse 35. Likewise, they are not able to give either wealth or money. If one makes a vow to them and does not keep it, they will not require it. Verse 36, they cannot save anyone from death or rescue the weak from the strong. Verse 37, they cannot restore sight to the blind. They cannot rescue one who is in distress. Verse 38, they cannot take pity on a widow or do good to an orphan. Verse 39, these things that are made of wood and overlaid with gold and silver are like stones from the mountain, and those who serve them will be put to shame. Verse 40, why then must anyone think that they are gods or call them gods? Now, it continues on, but this is the next subsection, the foolishness of worshiping idols. This is a continuation of verse 40. Now, when they talk about Chaldeans here, those are the Babylonians. That's another name for them. Besides, even the Chaldeans themselves dishonor them, for when they see someone who cannot speak, they bring Bel and pray that the mute may speak, as though Bel were able to understand. That's one of their gods, Bel. Verse 41. Yet they themselves cannot perceive this and abandon them, for they have no sense. Verse 42, and the women with cords around them sit along the passageways, burning bran for incense. Verse 43, when one of them is led off by one of the passers-by and is taken to bed by him, she derides the woman next to her because she was not as attractive as herself and her cord was not broken. These are temple prostitutes, okay? Verse 44. Whatever is done for these idols is false. Why then must anyone think that they are gods or call them gods? Verse 45. They are made by carpenters and goldsmiths. They can be nothing but what the artisans wish them to be. Verse 46. Those who make them will certainly not live very long themselves. Verse 47. How then can the things that are made by them be gods? They have left only lies and reproach for those who come after. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. Yes, 48. For when war or calamity comes upon them, the priests consult together as to where they can hide themselves and their gods. Because if they didn't hide the gods, people would tear them up, take the gold and silver off of them. Verse 49. How then can one fail to see that these are not gods, for they cannot save themselves from war or calamity? Verse 50. Since they are made of wood and overlaid with gold and silver, it will afterward be known that they are false. Verse 51. It will be manifest to all the nations and kings that they are not gods, but the work of human hands, and that there is no work of Elohim in them. Verse 52. Who then can fail to know that they are not gods? Verse 53. For they cannot set up a king over a country or give rain to people. Verse 54. They cannot judge their own cause or deliver one who is wrong, for they have no power. Verse 55. They are like crows between heaven and earth. When fire breaks out in a temple of wooden gods overlaid with gold or silver, their priest will flee and escape. But the gods will be burned up like timbers. Verse 56. Besides, they can offer no resistance to king or enemy. Why then must anyone admit or think that they are gods? Verse 57. Gods made of wood and overlaid with silver and gold are unable to save themselves from thieves or robbers. Verse 58. Anyone who can will strip them of their gold and silver and of the robes they wear and go off with this booty, and they will not be able to help themselves. Verse 59. So it is better to be a king who shows his courage or a household utensil that serves its owner's need than to be these false gods. Better even the door of a house that protects its contents than these false gods. Better also a wooden pillar in a palace than these false gods. Verse 60. For sun and moon and stars are bright, And when sent to do a service, they are obedient. Verse 61. So also the lightning, when it flashes, it is widely seen, and the wind likewise blows in every land. Verse 62. When Elohim commands the clouds to go over the whole world, they carry out his command. And the fire sent from above to consume mountains and woods does what it is ordered. But these idols are not to be compared with them in appearance or power. Verse 64. Therefore one must not think that they are gods, nor call them gods, for they are not able either to decide a case or to do good to anyone. Verse 65, since you know then that they are not gods, do not fear them. Verse 66, they can neither curse nor bless kings. Verse 67, they cannot show signs in the heavens, for the nations are shine like the sun or give light like the moon. Verse 68. The wild animals are better than they are, for they can flee to shelter and help themselves. Verse 69. So we have no evidence whatever that they are gods. Therefore do not fear them. Verse 70, like a scarecrow in a cucumber bed, which guards nothing, so are their gods of wood, overlaid with gold and silver. Verse 71, in the same way their gods of wood, overlaid with gold and silver, are like a thorn bush in a garden on which every bird perches, or like a corpse thrown out in the darkness. Verse 72. From the purple and linen that rot upon them, you will know that they are not gods. And they will finally be consumed themselves and be a reproach in the land. Verse 73. Better, therefore, is someone upright who has no idols. Such a person will be far above reproach. And that finishes the letter of Jeremiah, also known as chapter 6 of Baruch. Now, the next book that I am going to do is going to be the prayer of Azariah and the song of the three Judahites. Now they have three Jews here. This is about when they were going to be thrown in the furnace. And I have about 20 minutes here. I might get to this here. These are additions to the book of Daniel, and these are inserted between chapter 323 and 324. These are additional verses. So verse 1, you can reference Daniel 3:23. This is very short, so I'm going to try to get it in. There's going to be a lot of repetition when I get to the second section. Verse 1, they walked around in the midst of the flames, singing hymns to Elohim and blessing Yahweh. Verse 2, Then Azariah stood still in the fire and prayed aloud. And here it comes. Verse 3. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, Elohim of our ancestors, and worthy of praise, and glorious is your name forever. Praising the holy name. Verse 4. For you are just in all you have done, all your works are true, and your ways right, and all your judgments are true. Verse 5. You have executed true judgments in all you have brought upon us, and upon Jerusalem, the holy city of our ancestors. By a true judgment you have brought all this upon us because of our sins. Verse 6. For we have sinned and broken your law in turning away from you. In all matters we have sinned grievously. Verse 7. We have not obeyed your commandments. We have not kept them or done what you have commanded us for our own good. Verse 8. So all that you have brought upon us and all that you have done to us, you have done by a true judgment. Verse 9. You have handed us over to our enemies, lawless and hateful rebels, and to an unjust king, the most wicked in all the world. Verse 10. And now we cannot open our mouths, we, your servants who worship you, and have become a shame and a reproach. Verse 11. For your name's sake, do not give us up forever, and do not annul your covenant. Verse 12. Do not withdraw your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, and for the sake of your servant Yitzchak and Israel, your holy one. Verse 13. To whom you promised to multiply their descendants like the stars of heaven and like the sand on the shore of the sea. Verse 14. For we, O Yahweh, have become fewer than any other nation and are brought low this day in all the world because of our sins. Verse 15. In our day we have no ruler or prophet or leader, no burnt offering or sacrifice or oblation or incense, no place to make an offering before you and to find mercy. Verse 16. Yet with a contrite heart and a humble spirit may we be accepted. Verse 17. As though it were with burnt offerings of rams and bulls, or with tens of thousands of fat lambs, such may our sacrifice be in your sight today, and may we unreservedly follow you. For no shame will come to those who trust in you. Verse 18. And now with all our heart we follow you. We fear you and seek your presence. Verse 19. Do not put us to shame, but deal with us in your patience and in your abundant mercy. All right, this was written by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. This is in Daniel 2:17. And these people were original names, were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in Daniel 1, verses 6 and 7. So that's who we're talking about here. Verse 20. Deliver us in accordance with your marvelous works and bring glory to your name, O Yahweh. Verse 21. Let all who do harm to your servants be put to shame. Let them be disgraced and deprived of all power, and let their strength be broken. Verse 22. And verses 22 through 27. You can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 6. And verse 26, you can reference Tobit, chapter 5, verse 4. Verse 22, let them know that you alone are Yahweh Elohim, glorious over the whole world. Okay. Now this is a song of the 3 Judeans or Judahites. Okay. Verse 23. And it's going to be very repetitive. I hope I have enough time to get them in. I should. Now the king's servants who threw them in kept stoking the furnace with naphtha, pitch, tow, and brushwood. Verse 24. And the flames poured out above the furnace 49 cubits. Verse 25. And spread out and burned those Chaldeans who were caught near the furnace. Verse 26. But the messenger of Yahweh came down into the furnace to be with Azariah and his companions and drove the fiery flame out of the furnace. Verse 27. And made the inside of the furnace as though a moist wind were whistling through it. The fire did not touch them at all and caused them no pain or distress. Verse 28. Then the 3 with one voice praised and glorified and blessed Elohim in the furnace. And here's their prayer. I'm not going to do the verse numbers here because it breaks the reading. It would break the reading. So this is verses 29 through 68. And I'm going to read it continually. Okay. You'll have to follow along. Because it would do injustice to the reading. Blessed, verse 29. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, Elohim of our ancestors, and to be praised and highly exalted forever. And blessed is your glorious holy name, and to be highly praised and highly exalted forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, and to be extolled and highly glorified forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne on the cherubim, and to be praised and highly exalted forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, and to be extolled and highly exalted forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, and to be sung and glorified forever. Now here's another section, and this is verse 35. Bless Yahweh, all you works of Yahweh, and sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, you heavens, sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, you messengers of Yahweh, sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all you waters above the heavens, and sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all you powers of Yahweh, sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, sun and moon, sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, stars of heaven, sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all rain and dew, sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all you winds, sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, fire and heat, Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, winter, cold, and summer heat. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, dews and falling snow. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, nights and days. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, light and darkness. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, ice and cold. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, frosts and snows. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, lightnings and clouds. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Let the earth bless Yahweh. Let it sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, mountains and hills. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all that grows in the ground. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, seas and rivers. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, you springs. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, you whales and all that swim in the waters. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all birds of the air. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all wild animals and cattle. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, all people on earth. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, O Israel. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, you priests of Yahweh. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, you servants of Yahweh. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, spirits and souls of the righteous. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless Yahweh, you who are holy and humble in heart. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. For he has rescued us from, and I have Hades here, but it would be Sheol, the land of the dead, and saved us from the power of death, and delivered us from the midst of the burning fiery furnace. From the midst of the fire he has delivered us. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. All who worship Yahweh, bless the Elohim of Elohim. Sing praise to him and give thanks to him, for his mercy endures forever. And that ends Azariah and the three Judahites, okay? That's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay? That's who these were. That's Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. In Daniel 2:17, and the original names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So that was his magnificent prayer. Now, I've got just a couple of minutes. Uh, The next book I'm going to do will be Susanna, and that is chapter 13 of the Greek version of the book of Daniel. That would be a continuation in Daniel. So that will be on Wednesday on the 6th, and I'll get into that. I'm going to play a little music for the last few moments here. Little bluegrass. I like that stuff. I know I get a lot of positive responses. So here's I'm Dying a Sinner's Death. This is a good one. I'll see you later. Praise Yahweh.
Here I lay upon my dying pillow. Round my bed I see those tear-dimmed eyes. They are watching the saddest thing that can happen. They're seeing a sinner as he dies. Me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.